did everything. Praise to everybody that was going through got some. And so I was talking and I was telling somebody some things. And when I got in here, I bust out crying. Hallelujah. Nobody know what you go through. But I want to tell you something. You'll come out knowing something. And I tell you, as old as I am, I still feel I'm learning things. Amen. And I just want to thank the Lord how he healed me and touched my body and touched my mind. Praise the Lord. And the saints were so concerned. My pastor, what's the wrong with pastor? I want you to know, pastor, all right. A pastor ready to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor, understanding that there's a God in heaven. There's a God sitting on the throne. Praise the Lord. He told me, fear not. That came just in time. Fear not. I'm with you. I'm your God. Hallelujah. I'm going to uphold you with my right hand. What else I need to do? Yeah, you're going to be, you know, yourself. Thank you for your testimony, child, because you was honest. And that's how you get free. You got to be honest. Praise the Lord. And I just want to thank the Lord for being here today. And I want to thank the Lord for the Lord is now letting people look. We had a wonderful experience last. He don't know that just blessed me to no end. When somebody wrote in and was on Facebook, they say, I heard the message. That just blessed me. Praise the Lord, because I'm here to take what God give me and fulfill my destiny. My destiny is to help his people. And that's what I tell people. I say, I come to help his people. Praise the Lord. But I want to help too. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to thank the Lord. I don't know what to say. I know what I'm going to minister on. I know what God gave me 2 weeks ago. It's been in my heart. Praise the Lord. And God began to show me how, what he meant and everything. Oh, God. And what's going on? I'm telling you, we need God. But you know, you got to want God. You know, praise the Lord. I came from a holiness church. And when I started preaching, I preached holiness because of what I came from. You know, I preached against everything. Fingernail polish, I preached it all. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, we do need to go back and pick up some of this stuff. It wasn't hurting us. Stuff we say, legalism, we need to go back and pick it up. Praise the Lord. It's getting quiet here, Lord. Don't worry. You know, I ain't got time. Listen, if you don't want to do what you want, if you know what to do, I ain't got time. I'm about to almost the oldest in here except for her. I'm in a hurry. I got to get my job done. Praise the Lord. So hard-headed folks, boop. So I'm going through, I guess, amen, we're going through. Y'all pray for y'all brother Clay and my husband. And I told Al some things. Y'all just pray for him. God is able. God is able. I want to say to you, fear will stop you from doing a lot of things. And it is not my sermon, but I've never seen what fear would do. I've never seen it till I lived through it. And I ain't talking about the fear I had that I told you about. But there are people with fear. You know God got something for your life, but you let people keep you from fulfilling it. And that's the fear of man. God tell us not to fear man. He's have not given you fear in any case. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you said you pulled over and praised God. Because somebody would have failed God, hallelujah, and wouldn't have prayed. Oh, they may think. I know I'm talking to somebody. They may think. I'm going to tell you today, God is looking for people that's going to praise him, that ain't going to be ashamed of him, that's going to speak for him, that's going to do for him. It's going to be just him now. Just Jesus. Just Jesus. We're living in the day of Matthew 24. Praise the Lord. People are just, you wonder what is going on. And I told Al, I said, now people are going to think I'm crazy, but I know what God been telling me. He said, all this technology and stuff like this is killing folks. It's killing us, honestly. And now I said, what did we do yonder when we didn't have a phone? What did we do? It was much better then, I tell you that. People loved each other then. That they went to see each other when they were sick then. And you know what I'm saying? You can see technology if you don't use it right. Y'all, I don't care how crazy you think I am, because I'm getting crazy for Jesus. You think I'm crazy? Ooh, you just keep on holding on, because I'm really going to get crazy. Somebody here, you fear. You fear to step out. You fear to do what God has told you to do. And if it's not here, it's listening there. Somebody somewhere, God has given me this. You got to be where you can be usable and flexible to God. Just love him and nothing else. Hello. Hello. So if I'm not talking about in this audience, there's somebody out there that needs it. God wants to deliver us from the spirit of fear. He wanted, this was not my message. I told y'all what my message was this morning when we was in Sunday school. And I'm going to still preach on that. But I told the Lord, I said, God, I've never been in the place I've been in that I'm going now. A good place. A place of trial. Great trial. But the greatest place I've ever been in my life. When I come here Friday, God broke a chain off me. I mean, something broke in my household. Something broke. And I came here free. I mostly was crying because I was free. And the saints, they just love me. So I see the love, the pure love. They got up immediately and came, Pastor, Pastor, Pastor. My granddaughter, she was going through, so she hugging me and petting me. Girl, I'm all right. I say I'm all right. Oh, God, nothing is going to separate me. And nothing going to separate you from the love of God. Nothing gonna separate you. I don't care what your husband say. I don't care what your sister say. I don't care what them down the street say. I don't care what even your best friend. Nothing gonna separate you. Don't you let nothing separate you. Oh God, because God loves us. He showed me his love. And he told me, say, take your hands off and let me do it this time. So I'm taking my hand. And you know me, listen. You can take instructions from people. And they're going to instruct you from where they are. But you know, I know where I am. And God knows where I am. So you may tell me something. That ain't none of me. I can't do what you say do to get out of this trial. I got to do what God put in me to do. He said, take your hands off. And don't you move till I move. Oh, y'all don't hear. I wish I could tell y'all something. But y'all ain't getting in my business. Forget it. But God is a good God. I said, God is a good God. I said, God is a good God. And what I saw this morning, hallelujah, and I began to listen to the class. And I thought, oh, how much God has brought these people from so far. I got the wonder in my heart. Lord, I started so many years ago. I know what I was then, hallelujah. I know what you have taught me now, Lord. Let me take what you've taught me. But you know, nothing going to hinder me. Now, I can do say that now. I ain't letting nothing hinder me. What about you? So God began to tell me, praise the Lord, about prayer. I got this weeks ago about prayer. And I began to try to search it out. And I'm going to the First Kings. I just want to thank the Lord. Give God a clap off. Oh, God. Your weeping, Al, is because of the bondages that's in people. You're weeping because the ministry God is raising up in you is going to break bondages. It's a hard ministry. It's a ministry of the prophets. But God has got to break the bondages off his people. People are bound. Come on. They bound. God's folk. I ain't talking about the world. I'm talking about God's people. They bound. Bound with this and bound with that. But God wants today to break your bondage. I said, God want to break bondages. That's what you was crying about, son. God want to break bondages. He don't want you bound to nothing. But you got to want it. You got to want to be free. You got to want to be free. But then I've seen LA live long as I have. I was in it when it first started going down, Brother Mark. With things, but I was still in the good part. Still in the good part. And you got to want this thing. You got to want it. If you bound and keep on being bound, you got to want it. And there's no way you're going to cry to the God in heaven that he won't send somebody to deliver you. If you can't deliver yourself, you can't get it, he'll send somebody to help you. But you got, ooh, girl, And I've been sitting down here thinking, because I'm going, you know, y'all know, I ain't gonna be. I said, Lord, I ain't preaching no that no more either, by the way. But I say, Lord, you know, he's hallelujah. I say, so I'm gonna pray. God told me to say, pray until you pray. And I was like, yeah, when I first started praying, trying to build my prayer life, you know, I get on the floor, look up at the clock, you know, see if I done prayed enough. And now I have to look afterward, and boy, the time done passed. I said, Lord, you know time means nothing to you. Oh, my God. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something today. We got to pray. We got to pray. You know, you can't say, yeah, you need to come to church. That ain't helping her then. Someone needed you saying that to her. She know that. I mean, don't tell folk they already know. Praise the Lord, pray. And then you pray, God will give you the words to say to her. And it's nothing like God's words. We use too many of our words. And they be good words. But you got to use God's word. I was praying for a girl once, and she was really going through. And she was really going through. She said, she called me. She ain't called me since. And she called me, the pastor said, the Lord told me to call you. And I've been praying. I said, praise the Lord. And so when I prayed for her, I said, call a spade. Now, that's no scripture. She started shouting. Listen to what I'm saying now. She started shouting. She said, thank you, Sister Dave. Thank you. I don't know yet what she's thanking me for. Not today. I don't know. I don't know. But God know what it took. I say, God know what it took. This woman that was really, really out there in sin. Really, she said. And I don't know. I got her testimony. I'll try to find it. And she said, people talk to her. They bring her home and they witness and da 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 da. But she said one time she was going through this man picked her up, the saint. And when she picked the luggage up, he said, sister, with a banner, whatever that woman is, he said, the luggage is too heavy for you. And that saved her soul. What am I saying? Wait for God. He'll give you the words to say. He will. I'm telling you now, I'm older than most of y'all, and I've had a lot of experience. You can say, she said, if anybody had said anything else to me. See, they sit down and talk to me and give me the word, blah, 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 blah. But God knew how to touch that woman's heart. And she said, that just got her. The luggage is too heavy. And that got her. That wasn't a scripture. I'm not saying that you should. I'm saying wait on God. He will tell you what to say, and it will break the yokes. He know what break the yokes off this child. You know, we tried to love on it. I've learned that. I've learned that just learning. Praise the Lord. Ah, there's a God that hears. There's a God that hears. We came to Friday. I'm going to get on it. Jesus. We came to prayer Wednesday night. And the sister was talking about all the disturbance they was afraid of, you know, about the election. So I'm seeing the devil done just tore the thing down, you know, because I was thinking that too. They're going to act a fool. And the Lord said, pray. So we started praying. Saints was praying. Thanks for praying. I'm not saying they ain't cutting up now, you know. But what I thought they were going to do, they didn't do. I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Because I thought they're going to get up there and be round, you know, when you get ready to be inaugurated and act a fool and do that. But God heard our prayer. I say, listen. And you know what? I got so excited, Al. That's where I think I got that prayer from, I think, last week when all that junk. I say, Lord, have mercy. How great prayer is. We have talked. We have witnessed. But it's time now to pray. Because God will tell you how to reach that person. I'm not telling them. No, God have to tell you. God got to tell you. I say God has got to tell you. He got to tell you how to reach these people. Tawana, I was praying. And I was talking to Sister Tawana. I talked just for real now. We talked. We talked. And so I told Tawana, I said, you know, Tawana, you have a lot of, you're just really smart. Really smart. And she kind of laughed. You know, oh, pastor. But But God told me, he said, you know, I'm going to show you how to reach the people. It ain't always through what you think. And so I told Tawana, I said, now this is what got me, Tawana. I told her, I said, we ought to start somebody crocheting. That don't sound holy, do it. She said, I don't know how to crochet. I said, girl, I can crochet. And this thing here can crochet. This thing's in there. He said, and so, but to what you said, you said, I'm going to get some other people. I said, that's it. So you trying to do, you know, you got to follow God. I said, you got to follow God. This girl came up to me at your thing, Al, and we was, and she said, ain't no tea cakes. I wish somebody would make some tea cakes. Now, this is why I'm saying this, Tawana, get down where people are, where you can get, you get people in and love on them. You can, then you witness to them. And she said, I said, girl, I know how to make tea cakes. I used to make them for my restaurant. She said, you know what? We young folk don't know nothing. We can't do nothing. We can't cook. We can't do nothing. Not everybody now. That's what she told me. I said, you know what? We had a program called Share the Wealth. And her brother came out and taught us how to take a computer loose. Now, you may not think that's nothing. You don't know how God want to move. I am praying, God, show me how to reach the people. Show me. So I got all the stuff out of my mind, you know, cleaned it out. Now you show me how. You show me. You show me how to reach these young people. Okay? We was over the bridges yesterday. Where Bridget is? I was over her house yesterday, and her son came in. He said, I just got off a three-day fast. Nothing but water. He said, you know, people can't stop eating. He said, but I'm going to a church now. Now, stay with me now. I'm going to church, and I want to go overseas with them. I want to go overseas with them. They're going over in Israel or somewhere. He said, I want to go. But the prerequisite was they had to fast and pray. So he said, I just come off of a three-day fast. And Bridget had fixed him. He said, I don't think I'll eat that, you know, because it was a chicken sandwich. He said, I drank water. They told us to drink water. We drank water on 3 days. He said, but ain't no food come in my mouth. I said, oh. To myself, I just take in stuff, you know. And I thought, praise the Lord. He said, they're going over to Israel, and I want to go. They're going, you know how they take the young people over into the mission fields. And I said, Lord, that's a good start. I said, but if you ain't got nothing, you know how your mind go. You got to have something to go to Israel. But at least that's a start. You know, I could have started preaching to him, but I said, oh, no, I've learned that. That's a start. We need deliverance, saints. Just like he delivered me, he'll deliver you. I mean, just like he broke my bondage, he'll break yours. Hallelujah. So I thought about Israel. I can't tell you too much now. I'm tipping. I thought about Israel, how much God loved Israel. And how they would always do stuff and stuff and stuff until God just pushed them back. He still loved Israel. I say he still loved Israel. But he had to get rid of Israel. You know, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's gone. Because, see, I don't believe in the other stuff. I don't believe in that. But I said, Lord, this is the way I got to be. Sometimes you think you humble. You so humble. You can't tell nobody something. You hurt the feelings and stuff like this mess. But you got to look in that word and see how God did it. And how Paul did it. If you look enough, you'll see. I said, whoa. Because, you know, when Jesus, you remember when Jesus was somewhere, he said, you tell that fox, he's talking about Herod. So you tell that fox, I said, woo, Jesus. No one day like you. You know, he tell him. He said, you tell that fox such a thing. I said, woo. Amen. So how can we get there? Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. We living just like he living. We eating the same food he eating. But we ain't got the power you got. Teach us how to pray. So we pray, we'll have the understanding to know what to say and when to say. Now that's what God told me. So then he took me over into Kings. Come on, go with me. 1 Kings 18. I thought I had it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to talk about a prophet. I think it's 1 Kings 18. I believe it was 18:25. I got 12. You stay with me here. Are y'all still happy? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so, you know, anybody, most of you all that are older know the story of Elijah, how he brought the prophets of Baal up and had this showdown. God getting ready to have a showdown. I say God is getting ready to have a showdown because we getting ready to go out and do what God done says. So it's got to be a showdown first. He told me it was a showdown first. Hallelujah. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah 27 marked them because he told him, said, I'll tell you what now. Let God be God. Now, if Baal is God, let him answer. And if God is God, we'll see. I'm going to give you first chance. Now, you put your stuff up there and how they built the altar. And you put the bullock up there. Don't put no fire on it now. Because God going to give the fire. See, y'all sacrifice. God going to give the fire. So he put it up. Y'all know the story. And they danced around there and prayed and cut themselves and lasted and all kind of stuff for to the noon. And I tell you, they was in a place where Elijah, he could mark them. See, God's people going to live where they can mark them devils. Praise the Lord. So, hey, cry a little bit. Maybe he gone on vacation. Maybe he sleep. Call on him a little louder. So they jumped up and they did and they did it. So when they got tired and done bloody and all that, he said, all right, y'all done had y'all turn. Listen, the world done had their turn. I say the world done had their turn. I say the world done had their turn. Okay. Put the bullock up there. Put my bullock now. They had one, you know, because everybody, you know. He said, pour some water in it around the trench. Now, you know, fire and water don't mix. So he poured 12 barrels when it got through. Around the thing. Is that right? Is that right, sister? Amen. 12. What else he do? What else he do? I want to miss nothing that Elijah did. He pulled the water around it. And 12 stones around to the 12 tribes of Israel. And then he pulled the water around it. He trying to tell y'all. He said, praise the Lord, I'm still with you. 3 times. 4 barrels, 3 times. And look at that. When they pulled the first one, what is he doing? He said, no, don't stop. Pull 4 more. Okay. Don't stop. Pull 4 more. So now the trench is full of water. Just full of water. And Elijah said, oh, God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let it be known who is God. I don't know exactly what he said, but I'm paraphrasing. And when Elijah spoke up, the fire hit like a tongue, licked the water up around. Come on to God. Look at how God. He licked the water up around the thing. Praise the Lord. And the fire, hallelujah, came up to God. And now everybody, here you go. God is God. The world got to see something from the church. Well, they're going to have to say, God is God. They had to say it, sister. And it's coming, sister. We keep praising God. We get in this prayer the Lord done told me about. I tell you, we get in this thing and God gonna do something. But you gotta want this thing. You gotta go after him. You gotta go after it. You gotta go after the kingdom. Amen. So what happened then? Now he's not, now you know Elijah bad now. Cause see, you know, saints is bad, y'all. You bad, you bad, you don't even know it. I said, you bad, girl. Hallelujah. So he said, then the fire of God fell, number 38, and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. All the people saw it; they fell on their face. They fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." And Elijah said unto them, "Take the prophets of Baal and let not one of them escape." And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kidron and killed them, everyone. Slew them there. I say, he slew them. I'm thinking, I said, Lord, we don't do that kind of stuff now, Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, but when I come, they got to kill every sin in them. They got to go somewhere and get rid of that stuff. Everything in your body, everything in your soul, you got to get rid of it. I say, all these things been ruling over you, you got to get rid of it. You got to. Praise the Lord. Now, I love this. So Ahab went to eat. He said, Elijah said to Ahab. Now, look here in the 41st. This gives me. 41st, he said, get up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Pray, the Lord told me, as we pray, we're going to hear the sound. We're going to hear something from heaven as we pray. As we pray. Then this is what the Lord showed it to me. He showed me like a big palace, a big castle. I believe that's the devil's place. He showed me the saints. Y'all ever see these movies where they be on this boat, they take this big old round, maybe a log or something, and everybody get on the log and they go, wham, and hit the door. Let me see y'all see that, because I want to know everybody doing that. He said, that's the way prayer is. He said, you get together, you join your forces, and it's like a battering ram, because I'm getting ready to tear down some stuff. He said, prayer is a battering ram. That's what he told me. Prayer is a battering ram. And whatever you ask in prayer, he said, I'll do it. But you're going to be praying. The people want to go around here and come to church, do the little dance, and go back and say, God, tell myself, no. No. Let me see your record, what you got up there. Okay. Sarah so-and-so. I'm sorry, son. You ain't got enough to feel that. Prayer is something. I said, prayer is a relationship. Sister, that's what it is. See, prayer is a relationship. It's a relationship with your Father, your God. It's a relationship. You know, you're going to get to the place in this church from this day. You're going to say, well, I'm going to pray so-and-so. You're going to be praying all day. All he got to do is say, come on, go aside. Come on, come aside. But I decided, I said, Lord, whenever you call me, I don't care where I am. If I'm in the store, if I'm at your house, I got to step aside a little while here. I ain't trying to be better than nobody else, but this is what I'm feeling in my heart. I know that to get what I got to get done, I got to pray. I got to reach God. I got to let him. He said, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. You ain't going to take nothing till you get violent. And that's what I feel. I do. Hallelujah. You feel that? If you don't, you will when you leave here today. You're going to feel violent. He said, listen, Elijah heard something from God. And this one, God is going to whisper to us. We're going to hear the sound. That's what got me. He said, get up, he said, because I heard the abundance of rain. Now, listen, if he didn't know he could reach God by getting up on that mountain, he had been in bad shape. But he told Ahab to get up before he even prayed. Because he had a relationship with God. Because he said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Amen. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. Because he believed Elijah. And Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. Hallelujah. You got to have a place. Where's your place to meet with God? You got to get you a mountain. Get you somewhere to meet. Hallelujah. In my house, everything been so, so the TV come on. I said, you know what? I got a basement. Close that door, you can't hear nothing. I got a place I pray in a room I pray. Place I pray. On the chair I pray. So I get up a little bit earlier sometimes and I get in some prayer. Hallelujah. But 2 or 3 hours, listen, that's nothing when you get that relationship. When you're talking to God, the time just leaves. It ain't that I prayed 2 hours. No, it's just that y'all understand what I'm saying. I'm telling you about a relationship. I'm telling you about a relationship. I'm telling you about Gwen. Sometimes your daddy gets so aggravated, he talk about his job, Clay. We get into bed at maybe 7 o'clock. Going to get some rest. We look up, it's one. Relationship. I don't look at the clock and say, and so I say, ooh, Dad, we better go to bed. We better go to sleep. Well, you got to get up in the morning, you know. And it, not all the time, not, but he gets that way. You know, he want to talk. You do that, Clay? Yeah. And you say, do you have to make yourself do that? Do you have to pat on? Oh, come on, listen to me. Come on, listen to me. No, it's in you to talk about something that happened to you. Something that hurt you in your life. Something you want to share with her. That's the same way it is with God. I'm telling you, from this day, you're going to get like that. You ain't going to try to push your way into prayer. You're going to pray because you love him. You're going to be praying through the day. You're going to be praying. Oh, God. Amen. Sometimes I help pick the phone up and say, hallelujah. Hello. I want to talk to him. He's good to me. I say he's good to me. I say he's good to me. God been good to me. Talking to the lady, she said, "Some." I said, "God been good to me. He's so good to me." And she looked at me. You know, God been good to me. People don't know God. Some saints don't know God. It's the truth. So Elijah said, "I love this. It's abundance of rain. I'm hearing it." So Ahab went up, came to pass, number 44, at the seventh time, because he told Gehazi, listen, don't let me miss that, Lord. No, I can't miss that. You got to keep praying. It didn't happen when he prayed first time. He put his hand between his knees, sat down on the mountain, put his head down between his knees, and began to call on God. You can't tell me he can't get rid of your stuff. Because all you got to do is pray. All you got to do is say, God, I want out of this. And God will do the same for you. He sit there and he put his head between his knees. He say, God, how's it going, see? And he come back, he say, I don't see nothing. I tell you about the fifth time, that man getting, he said, well, I don't know. My master's he's a good man. He's a good man. Got a good testimony. God been good to him. He said, but I don't know. I don't see nothing look like no rain. He keeps sending me up here. I don't see nothing. I can just imagine, because this man is not what Elijah is. So around the sixth time he went up, he still didn't see nothing. Oh, yes. But the seventh time is coming. I say the seventh time is coming in our life. The seventh time is coming. You just keep on praying. Don't give up. You know, you heard that testimony, that you said, brother, about that lady. She said she prayed 10 years for her family. And every one of them saved. They preachers and working in the church. And you got to give, you can't give up. I said, Lord, I can't give up. Somebody say, so-and-so doing so-and-so. I said, I know what prayer can do. I said, I ain't got to talk about what so-and-so doing. I know what prayer can do. I said, Lord, just like I pray, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray until they come in. I'm going to pray until I see, hallelujah, the rain that God has promised. I'm going to pray till I see the fire fall that he promised. I'm going to keep on praying. Keep on praying. You got to pray. And that seventh time, that fire came down. That fire came down. Now, how Elijah knew that? I've read that many times. I thought, Lord, that man told that man that before he told him to get up and go eat and drink because the rain is coming. Pray, Lord. Then he had to get the rain down. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Al, we say God going to do something in here because we feel it. We got to pray. We got to do like Elijah did. We got to keep on going back to God. We got to keep on praying. We got to keep on praying until we see this thing broke. That's what the Lord told me. He said, you just keep praying. Just keep praying. Encourage the saints to pray. Encourage them to pray. Encourage them to pray. Now it's to your flesh. But I'm going to tell you, you think your flesh is acting up now? You wait until all the, then keep on this sin, keep stirring up. that's going to make your flesh worse, because the devil is everywhere. You got commissaries out that you don't see. But I'm telling you, when you go to bed at night and get up in the morning, you ought to praise God, because the devil stands over your bed, hallelujah, ready to do you in. Did you know that? Praise the Lord. There's an unseen world out there. Hallelujah. When I get up, I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I spend most of my time in thank you. Thank you. Hallowed be your name. I think I spend most of my prayer in that part. Thank you, Jesus. Because he's been so good. I say he's been so good. If you spend about 20 minutes thanking him, you'd be surprised. And he'll give you somebody else to pray for. Hallelujah. Then people will come up in your mind you never thought about. You know, people will come up in your mind. Oh, Jesus, thank you for that. Praise the Lord. Help her. Help her. Hallelujah. Help her. Marilyn comes, she going to tell y'all something. I ain't going to say nothing. But you know, God is good. He want to use you. I say, he want to use us. Yeah, he wants to. God wants to use us. He got to get the thing done. Don't you see things is winding up? Don't you see it's like the days of Noah? What is wrong with our eyes? We that love God, can't we see it? So we got to put away sin. Every sin. Everything you struggle with, you got to put it away. Amen. We was talking about Donald, because Donald, I've talked to Donald. But now you can't say, my mama did it. I got trials. He know I have to do this when I get, you know what I'm saying? Don't let me lose you now. You got to put sin away. We got to do it. We got to do it. Everything in our life, it's not like it. We got to do it. I said, we got to do it. I said, we got to do it. Everybody needs to say, help me, Jesus. Because I'm telling you, it's easy to say. I say it's really easy. And the devil say, let me see what you. But you know what? What I'm going through now, the Lord had told me many times, keep your mouth shut and do. And I try to keep my mouth shut. But he told me this time, he said, don't you put your hands on it, or it ain't going to work. And tell others, don't put their hands on it either. He says, in my hands now. It's in my hands. I said, it's in my hands. I don't know how to go through this, sister, because I know me. And God know me too. I know the kind of person I am. I'm a nurturing mother type person. I want to see you happy. He said, I'll tell you what to say. So now, when you talk about prayer, I really have to pray now. Because see, I know me. And God knows me too. Somebody say, if it was me, I'd do. But that ain't none of me. If it was me, I said, that's not me. I can't do what you do. I can't say what you say. I have to do what I do. Because I'm me. Can't handle it the way you handle it. I have to handle it the way God tell me to handle it. And since he know me, I know he's going to tell me what to do. And I'm going to listen to him. I'm sorry. You got some advice? Right now, you need to keep it, because I ain't taking nobody's advice now. I love you to death, but you know, you got to know my spirit and my soul. You got to know where I am. And I know a man that does. He know me. So I'm walking in a place I ain't never walked in, and hope I don't walk in it again. But I told God, I said, God, it's going to be you. I said, if this make me pray more, ooh, Jesus, you sure done it in. Oh, see, I got to depend on you. I can't depend on sister so-and-so, brother Kika Coker, or nobody. I got to depend on you. And I love it. I got this one. I said, Lord, I love this thing. I love walking in this way. I love it. I feel rested in that I ever felt. Thank you, Jesus. Feel rested in my soul. Feel rested. I do. I feel rest because I've been asking God. I said, Lord, let me finish the work. Don't let me stand before you. He said, well, your work wasn't done. I want to hear you say, well done. Somebody said, and that's got me too. My reward is with me. I got to go back and get it. I know where you've been. I'm bringing it with me. So I don't have time to go back. But he told me something, sister. He said, you seek my kingdom first. I seen it just as plain. He said, everything you want, Celeste, I'll give it to you. Well, I ain't want that much now, you know. But he said, everything. And I know it's the truth, D. I know it's the truth, D. I told the saints, I told the children, I said, don't y'all buy me no more house coats. sleeping. I got every color. I got every fabric. I say, I'm going to hang them up. All the children buys me gowns. They want their mama to be warm. What I'm telling you, I got plenty of them. All I had to do kind of mention to him, I said, Lord, you know, I could use some nice house. I like things like that. Nice. Lord, I tell you, I got all colors. All kind of fabric. You want a soft fabric? I just put on the, you know, get up in the closet. I just say, oh, I can sleep in this one. That it ain't too heavy. I think that's where God is. You have so much, you won't know it. I know that's the truth. You hear me? I'm telling you this by what I know is the truth. God will give you. Stop seeking stuff. He know what you need. I say, he know what you need. Amen. I had to tell my daughter, she be getting me because when I have to have on leather shoes. Because my feet hurt. I ain't going to do nothing to make my feet hurt. I'm going to have to tell y'all about that. I was in the... In the eighth grade, getting ready to get my ninth grade day of a graduation, ninth grade. I kind of liked this little boy thing. I'm a sharp boy. My mother bought me a pleated little dress, and it was green. Never forget it, with little pleats in it. Oh, I was so sharp. But I wanted these shoes. And mama took me, and then in Detroit, them days, they put your foot in to see where your foot is. They x-ray your foot. The lady said, this too little. No, it ain't too little to me. I can wear these shoes. Watch out now. It ain't too little for me. Oh, I have some wonderful. I've been through some junk. He had to bump my head to teach me some things. And Clay, here I am. Oh, I'm looking good, buddy. Oh, my ninth graduation. And I got this little green dress on. Didn't nobody have a dress like mine. Because my mother, she was really particular about clothes and stuff. She could tell you who made everything. This is a Versace Gucci. Oh, this is a so-and-so. Oh, that's the way she was. So here I come down my stairs. And my feet hurt me so bad, I couldn't hardly walk, and I slipped and fell down the stairs. I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. And I told God, you get me through this. I know God then, you know. I had to pull my shoes off and walk to the bus station. And just so happened that Wiener lived not too far from Cynthia. And Wiener's feet was littler than mine, even though I was just in my teens. So I pulled my shoes off, slid them and put them off, got on the bus. People looking at me. I didn't care because my feet were hurting. You get me out of this. I ain't never put on nothing. So don't y'all get shooed. Would you see me wear? I ain't wearing them. That taught me way back down. And I know I have to wear leather shoes. It ain't because I don't want to take care of it. I'm going to put on my feet. What? Whoa. You need to let God teach you some things. Don't put on something you can't wear. Don't do things you can't do. You be you. You be you. And so you may see me with some green shoes on with something else, but if they fit my feet, if they ain't hurting my toes or hurting my feet, I wonder why, Pastor, what I'm telling you right now. I have to have something that will hurt my feet. Amen. Trying to please people. Well, you want to look cute. I don't be looking cute when it comes to my feet. Amen. I came to church one day and I had my sandals on. And sister said, Pastor, we don't care, but you put your feet on. I'm glad they don't, because I don't care. My toe hurt me, and I ain't putting on nothing going to hurt me. I got to preach. I can't have nothing on going to hinder what God going to tell me. I'm thinking about my feet hurt and trying to preach the gospel. Get out. Amen. You need to pull that mess off that's hurting you. I say pull it off. You know, I like to pray. I prayed when we had some people that they couldn't quit smoking. And I call them up and we pray. Then we pray. Cast devils out and all that kind of stuff. But you got to want to. I ain't talking about just smoking. I'm talking about anything you got. Anything you got, you got to want to. Sugar. You gotta want to. Too much of this, you gotta want to. It's your hands. And Lord, tell me this, unless it's your hands. I said, you preach that. I said, yes, I do, Lord. But you got to want to. First, you got to have a desire to want to please God. And if that don't please God, and you got to ask him, Lord, what pleases you? You got to fall in love with him, D. You cook. Now, this is a cook right here. You ain't going to cook nothing Marvin don't like. Hardly. If he tell you, baby, I don't want that on there, you're going to be trying next time not to put that on there, even though you think it's good. You need to love Jesus like that. He don't want this on there. He don't want it on there. He don't want you not doing for your body. I said, Lord, I told Dad, I said, Dad, you know your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He gonna say, you don't know this, but you got to stand for what your body did. I was asking her. We was kind of, I was told, asking my, I said, Marin, I say, when we get to heaven now, if we get there weighing 400 pounds, do we got to weigh 400 pounds all the way through eternity? Marin said, no, I don't think that. You understand what I'm saying? He gonna give us a new body. But, you kind of understand what I'm saying? But this is me up on the earth. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know the answer to that. Brother Martin tried to announce this, Dave. He on. I hope so. I said, Didi, I hope so. Because I don't want to be around the eternity weighing 190. Oh, y'all. I said, Lord, I want to please you.